And we return to Puerto Rico. It's been more than a week since Hurricane Maria. Most of the island remains without electricity, food, and drinkable water. One famous New York breakdancer, though, is taking it upon himself to do something for his people on the island, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Richard Colon, Crazy Legs, is hip-hop's most famous b-boy. Back in the day, in the 1980s, he and his New Yorican friends in the South Bronx started the Rocksteady Crew. They went from battling on the dance floor to performing all over the world, breakdancing on TV and movies. That was Crazy Legs as Jennifer Beals' body double, spinning on his back at the end of Flashdance. On Friday, Colon arrived at his house in Isabela on the northwestern part of Puerto Rico, the place where he lives when he's not in New York or traveling the world as a hip-hop ambassador for Red Bull.
Maida!
My ceiling fan. It blew it off.
It's gone.
Well, the roosters survived.
Colon's cement house was relatively unscathed from the hurricane, just a bit sandblasted.
Yo, Pete, tell Aunt Halloween we gotta paint the house again.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Colon says he's much more worried about the people in areas even more cut off from help, where there's no clean drinking water.
That affects me because then it's like you're sitting here watching everything that your DNA is about go through a struggle.
Colon and his hip-hop buddies started Rocksteady for Life, a campaign to help Puerto Ricans affected by the hurricane. He came back to his second home with loads of supplies, and he came to work with a nonprofit group called Waves for Water that provides portable clean water filters to people around the world. On the porch of his house, Colon and his neighbors watch a demonstration.
It's gravity. That's it.
Waves for Water leader Rob McQueen shows them how to create water filtration systems out of very simple materials, a plastic bucket, a rubber hose, and a small filter that purifies the water from biological contamination.
Nice and clear.
Dirty water, clean water. So agua sucio, agua limpia.
I've done this in 17 countries myself. I always drink first. I never get sick. I was
Can
doing
I drink
this.
First this time?
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
That's amazing. So,
tomorrow, Colon and the team will deliver 300 of these water filtration systems and buckets to the more isolated areas in the northwest part of the island. The idea is to train local leaders to show others how to use them. Colon's friend Boris Culbero says people in remote areas have been drinking water from contaminated creeks.
Those water purifiers, man, you hit the spot.
We need to empower ourselves. We need to self-sustain.
But Colon says he's disgusted by President Trump's response to the Puerto Rican disaster.
Trump's lack of care or empathy or sympathy is just one of those things where, why are you even planning to come to Puerto Rico? I mean, me, just a b-boy from the Bronx, how the hell is it that I was able to get here before the President of the United States?
Colon says his relief effort is not a one-off. He and Waves for Water will continue checking up on those water filter systems, as Crazy Legs used to say, on and on till the break of dawn. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Isabela, Puerto Rico.